So, hopefully in the background you can hear some music. I haven't quite figured out how to integrate the music with the program I'm using right now for the podcast. But the music is by Kai Engel. Oh, there it goes. It's a little bit louder now. I'm just letting it play through my microphone right now. Eventually I'll figure out how to loop it into my actual audio track. But until then, I'm just going to do this so you get a little sampling. So I just wanted to make a little extra bonus episode. I hate that term, but that's what we're going to call it. A bonus episode about just kind of my thoughts so far. Now, I've read a lot more. Let's get that music in the background. I've read a lot more of the anarchist than I have recorded about so far. And Bakunin by far is probably one of my favorites. Emma Goldman, she's great too. That's why I started with both of them. But Bakunin kind of captures the anarchist spirit, the spirit of just really hardcore anti-government, but anti or hate the state mentality, but in a way that it feels justifiably so. Not just hate the state because it's the cool thing to do, like so many anarchists these days are doing. I see on, I'm not on Twitter anymore, but whenever I was on Twitter, there was a huge, what seemed like a huge sect of ANCAPs or anarcho-capitalists, and they just drive me up a friggin' wall. Because they sound so much like, I mean, they say the right things, I guess, for the anarchist movements, but they're abrasive, and I know that sounds like a common complaint, but they don't really seem to know what they're fighting for, other than say, well, now see, they do a good job with gun rights and like the crypto sphere. So recapturing the money from the Fed and so on, but it just feels so boring in the long run with all of those with all the ANCAPs. But then it's not like the anarcho-communists and all them are much better, I guess. Because now I'm on Mastodon, specifically, if any of you are looking for me online, I am at I'll just give you the actual, my name is Harag, H-E-R-A-G, and that's on Dobbs.town, so it's Dobbs.town/@H-E-R-A-G, but anyway, I'm on Mastodon. And that's a home for a lot more ANCOMs and anarcho-syndicalists and a lot more of what's more commonly represented in the anarchist movement. And I have nothing against them. I personally don't like all the segmentation in the anarchist movement. I just think it's boring, to be honest with you. And I guess I don't have to be entertained all the time, but I'm just saying, whenever I say it's boring, I just mean it's all infighting, and it serves the state a lot better if we all fight about what is proper anarchy. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to make this podcast, and that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about in this little bonus episode. But it's just annoying how much, it's just kind of like, it's like in the, I've been watching like the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. I'm not really a fan of either one of those, to be honest, but I watch, just for instance, the Libertarian Party, because they're a lot bigger than, say, the Green Party, and there's so much infighting on what a proper libertarian is. Now, you ask any of these people we've talked about so far, Emma Goldman, Bakunin, Upcoming, we're going to be talking about Proudhon and also Kropotkin. Peter Kropotkin. If you ask if any of them saw the Libertarian Party these days, they would, well, it would probably look a lot like what the Democrats looked like, or the Republicans. It depends on what year you're looking at them. But it's probably a lot of what the Democrats looked like back in their day, back in the 1800s. And I just... that's all it is. There's a reason why I don't vote. There's a reason why I don't endorse anyone voting. I don't think anyone should participate in this disgusting system that we live in. And it's a system, and say what you may. So if there are anybody, any status out there listening to this, say what you may. You say, well, you might want to quote, oh, what was his name? Big fat dude in, how do I forget his name? Big fat dude in Great Britain during World War II. Anyway, where they say democracy, or he said democracy is the worst political system of all time, except for all the others. And people say that, and they chuckle with each other and say, ha, yeah, that's true. That's true. But we anarchists, we say these political systems, they're just, they're designations of power to concentrate power in just a few people. So like in the United States, you have all this power concentration with the richest of the rich, and that's through elected officials, and the majority of those elected officials started out rich anyway, and that's how they got elected. They started out with connections, even if they weren't super rich. And then there's the rest of us who, we stay at the bottom and we whine and moan and complain about everything. And we don't do anything. And that's why, like, I can't remember if I talked about it in either of the last two episodes, but that's why with, I've looked at agorism, which I know is sort of like an ANCAP type thing, but just the basic ideas of agorism, where they focus on community. It's a lot more like what I think of as anarchism. You focus on community because that's what you've got. That's what you can control. That's what you can interact with without problems. And no one in your community, if you've truly built a community, no one in that community is out to hurt you. And so, like, where I live in a neighborhood, and I know probably, to be honest, I probably only know about 30% of the people that live around me, which is a lot more than a lot of other people can say, I think. Like, most of the people I work with, they couldn't say that. And I know which ones I can talk to about certain things and which ones I can't. I've had many conversations with my next-door neighbor about this kind of thing, and about anarchy, and about all, and just about community building. And he is by no means an anarchist. He is a full-blown statist, and it's great. It's okay. But I know I can talk to him about any of this stuff, and he's not gonna call the cops. Because I think most people, once you've built an actual relationship with your brothers and sisters in your community, regardless of what you and they believe, they could be, well, let's just put it this way. A couple houses down, there's a family who's a Muslim family. And I have no religious affiliation at this point. And then my next door neighbor is Christian. But we all three can get along just fine because we have a vested interest in each other's safety. We have a vested interest in each other's success. Simply because we have a vested interest to have neighbors that can watch out for us if we ever need it. And I think that's kind of a good foundation for whether you're an ANCAP or an ANCOM or anarcho-syndicalist or any of the others, an agorist. I don't think it matters. Whether you're a statist, even. Building a community You can go out and vote all you want, and you can vote hard, as they say. Go out and vote all you want, and you won't get jack out of any of it. It doesn't matter. And plus, the people that are voting, oh, for instance, last year they voted around here for a raise, a tax raise for public schools. And I actually voted. Because it was going to directly affect me, and I could have a direct effect on it. But that's one of those things that I just realized, you know, it doesn't really matter anyway. And I'm not here to make a whole argument against voting, I guess. I guess I shouldn't have even gotten into it as deep as I have. But just that alone, that's affecting my property tax. So now I have to pay rent to the state, more rent than I did before, and to live where I live. So they raised my rent, and that's great. And it's against my will. And there's nothing in this world I hate more than someone reaching into my pocket and stealing from me. And that's why I do all I can to make sure that happens as little as possible. I've started growing my own a lot of my own vegetables. I've connected with local farmers and local people that raise chickens and cows and so on, and we buy from them tax-free, of course. And we don't contribute, my wife and I don't contribute to the state nearly as much as we used to. Now, in an ideal world, I would love to not contribute at all, but I don't think that's entirely possible. I don't think that a person in the United States can withhold their contributions to the state. So, but I'll move on from that, because I want to get back to the divisions within the anarchist movement. And just remember what Goldman said and Bakunin said in what you've read by now, hopefully, and which you can find everything that I've talked about, the two books that we've talked about so far, and other books by both of those authors, amongst others, on the website, which is if you don't know already, anarchobook.club/library.html. That's the full web address to get to the library section. And there's other anarchist libraries out there, but I just wanted to start my own for this focus. And actually, I pull a lot of the works from those other libraries just to create duplication on the web. So if any of them disappear, we still have at least my website. If mine disappears, you still have theirs, hopefully. And but yeah, it's the divisions. That's another reason why I want to work through all of these. Even the upcoming one, Proudhon, I've read now two of his book, well, one pamphlet and one of his books, the book that we're going to be talking about, and I don't agree with his arguments. I don't agree with how he approaches the arguments either, but I don't agree with his arguments that much. That said, I think his arguments they're very valuable to read, because at least someone's making his arguments. At least he's making his own arguments. And he is relying on other people, but he's building upon other ideals. But I just, I'm glad that he wrote these books and wrote down his ideas, so it just adds to it feeds into the anti-state narrative that we're trying to push. And because the state is, I think if you're listening to this, you either think it might be true or you know it's true. The state is evil at its very core. Because if you come from the left, the state could be the entity that uses force, uses guns to oppress human rights in such that they oppress free speech, or they oppress the ability to do something you think is entirely moral. Anything. Smoke pot. You can have an abortion. And the state says no, That's not allowed. Or if you're from the right, you can say, ah, the state wants to take my guns and melt them down. Or they want to take my, with them too, they want to take my speech, not let me get on Twitter and say all the stupid crap that I say on Twitter. They want to take everything away from me, everything that I value. Or the libertarian, the state wants to tax me. Don't tax me, bro. There's my dog in the background. He doesn't like the UPS man. Don't tax me. The state doesn't. Or the state wants to take whatever it is. It's always the state is taking. And that's something that Bakunin outlined very well in the book that we read, amongst others. But amongst everything that he wrote, that was his goal. And I think that's the goal of anarchists, or anarchism, that is to point out that humans have the natural ability and the natural rights to interact with each other freely and form communities and interact within those communities freely. And every time you introduce the state, they're going to take away a little more and take away whatever, you know, say they take away your neighbor's rights, but that didn't affect you. You don't care. You don't care if they can take away your guns, because you don't really give a shit about guns. So, but one day, that's going to come and get you too. They're going to take away your pot, which they already have, but obviously it's becoming more and more legal as the days go on. But say they want to crack down and take away your pot, or your, I don't know what else. I honestly don't live in a place that has very many legal things, for that matter. Like, pot's not legal here. And guns, I think we have fewer gun laws than other states, but still, I thought, you know, I might go get a gun just to have something in the house. And I don't even really like guns that much, but I thought I might just do it. And I went and inquired about the process, and it is so, there's so much to it that I guess it worked. It discouraged me from doing it, and now I'm looking at people that can print me a gun, but that's another topic for another time. But if they're not going to take away your rights, they're going to take away your neighbor's rights, and eventually they're going to come for you too, because in the end, the state is hungry for power, and that's what we anarchists are against. We're against that hunger for power. We're against that hunger to oppress anyone who is not them, who is not the state. And if you remember my last episode, Bakunin spells out, and I think I talked about what the state really is. It's not just those elected officials and all of their different departments and so on, but it's also the Googles of the world, because Google is part of the state, whether you like it or not. Facebook is part of the state. Twitter is part of the state, because they work hand in hand with the government, and they do what they can to enforce the powers of the government. They do nothing to take away powers of the government. Even though, I mean, I remember back in 2011, 2012, Google's CEO at the time, I believe it was Eric Schmidt, or maybe he had just stepped down, but either way, he was talking about how he wants to get internet connectivity in North Korea, and that would free North Korea. But that whole campaign ended up being what they're seeing as the prison program as well. So, and the Vault 7 thing that came out, that leaked, and it's just, I mean, it's bullshit. The whole thing, they work for the state, and then they tell us, oh, you can trust us. And the state even says that, of course. The U.S. government, Canada's government, the European Union, all of the states, they say you can trust us. And to be fair, in Europe, I did notice the state was a lot more restrained on how much power grabbing they did whenever they got the chance. That doesn't mean they didn't grab power. And that doesn't mean they didn't oppress their own people with laws that are just, that are meant to oppress the people. And they didn't. It doesn't mean that they don't make laws to empower corporations, even though they do have some that, like the GDPR, which is supposed to kind of limit all websites, basically, from collecting your data and selling it. And it's a lot deeper than that. But even that's more compared to what they do to empower those corporations. That's it's a breath in the wind, so to speak. The wind is blowing against you, and that is just a puff of air. And so I just wanted to take this little half episode or whatever. I don't know how long I've gone, actually, but let me see. This little half episode, yeah. To just say, I don't know what kind of anarchist you are, or if you're not even anarchist, you're maybe a libertarian, or which some people consider that an anarchist as well. Well, I mean, it's up to you, I guess. But, or maybe you're someone on the left or on the right, and you just happen to come across this podcast. I just want to say that regardless of who you are or what you believe, if you're in any way, shape, or form anti-state, our goals are the same. We are to get rid of the state. We are to empower the individual or the community, either way. But I'd say empowering the individual is empowering the community. And that's what we all want, regardless of what kind of anarchist you are. And that's what I want you to keep in mind if you're listening to this. Maybe you're going to skip this episode because I always thought bonus episodes were kind of bullshit anyway. But that's what I want us to think about going forward. That regardless of who we study, Emma Goldman, Kropotkin, or if you later we're going to get into some more ANCAP type of anarchists. And I just want you to know that I'm coming at this as just an anarchist who's looking at all the philosophies and saying that they each have equal measure. And that's kind of what the Anarcho Book Club is all about. That's why I started it, was because I thought, you know, I need to read these things. And secondly, and I've read a lot more than I have in the last 10 years. Just in these last month or so, I've read a hell of a lot more. And so, but I'm weighing each of them equally because, I mean, unless they prove that they're not. Obviously, it can only be so equal because I do come with my own mindset. But I'm trying to present it equally and as if each one is as legitimate as the other, regardless of how strong or weak their arguments are. And so that's kind of this little episode that I'm doing. I think that's it for today. I just wanted to throw this in and throw it up on the website just so I can get you guys ready for some Proudhon, some Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right at all. And it's been 10 years since I've taken French, so just get ready for him. He was a hard one to read. He was a very hard one to read. There were parts where I just wanted to skip through, which I'll talk about whenever we get to it, but I just want to skip through because he talks a lot, kind of like me. So maybe I shouldn't be so judgmental. So anyway, I'm going to end this episode here, and I will see you guys next week, I think. All right, bye.